Hello and welcome. My name is Nathan, and I'd like to welcome you to the debut episode of Flying Back into the Archives. What is Flying Back into the Archives? Well, it is a deep look at seasons gone by, key moments throughout those years. I'm going to start with, for my debut episode, season 2018 for the West Coast Eagles. Why 2018, you ask? That is a very good question. 2018 was a year with memorable wins, close losses, injuries, and suspensions. So let's run through the banner and let's get started. 2018 for the Eagles started with a new club motto, family, friends, and flags, meaning that it's not just the players that are on this journey. It's their family, it's their friends, it's everybody. We want everyone to come along for this journey. We're going to start with round one, 2018, the very first AFL game at Optus Stadium. Such a monumental occasion. The Eagles were hosting the Sydney Swans, but unfortunately, we couldn't live up to that occasion and Sydney ended up taking the win. But it's good to have football at Optus Stadium though. We then fly later into the year. We fly to round 17, where the West Coast Eagles are versing Collingwood at the MCG. Always hard to play at the MCG, and Collingwood are always a good team. It was a hard-fought game, but the Eagles managed to get the win. But unfortunately, during the game, after returning from injury not too long ago, star ruckman Nick Natanui suffered his second ACL injury, meaning he would miss the rest of the year, which led to questions. How were the Eagles going to cover such a star player? We then fly to round 20, the annual Western Derby against our rivals Fremantle. And again, derbies are always tough, and this one was no exception. It was a hard-fought game, but the Eagles got the win. Fortunately, it was overshadowed by the suspension of star Eagle Andrew Gaff. Now, no Nick Natanui and no Andrew Gaff. But after the derby and Andrew Gaff's suspension, the club was criticised for its behaviour, its morals. It was a very hard week for the Eagles in the media. We go to round 21 in Adelaide against Port Adelaide. After a week of scrutiny in the media, how were the Eagles gonna respond? Well, they responded the only way they know how, to do a hard-fought game, and it come down to the final seconds where star Jeremy McGovern took a mark, took himself, and he kicked the goal after the siren to win the game. After a hard week in the media, a goal after the siren was pretty damn sweet. We then move into the qualifying final against Collingwood again, and it was at Optus Stadium, a sold-out Optus Stadium. Even more a hard-fought game than what we previously had against Collingwood, but the Eagles managed to fight their way, and they won to advance into the preliminary final. But the game was overshadowed once again with another injury to defender Brad Shepherd this time, meaning no Nick Natanui, no Andrew Gaff, and no Brad Shepherd. How were the Eagles going to respond? The only way they know how, by defeating Melbourne in the preliminary final to advance into the 2018 Grand Final. We go to the Grand Final, and wouldn't you believe it, it's against Collingwood. So the Grand Final started with Collingwood kicking the first 5 goals of the game. And you're thinking, after the year the Eagles have had, what can they do? Can they come back from this? And in typical Eagles fashion, they scratched, they clawed, they fought back. And by the time three-quarter time came around, scores were level. We've got a game on our hands, folks. Into the last quarter, Collingwood kicked the first 2 goals of the quarter. And you're thinking, that's it. Surely, this is where the Eagles can't take any more. But in typical fashion, they scratched, They clawed, and it came down to the final 2 minutes of the game where Dom Sheed, 35 metres out on the boundary line, he's got a mark, he sets himself up, he kicks the goal from the boundary line in one of the great grand final goals you will see. To quote Dennis Cometti, that goal was centimetre perfect. And then, with the dying minutes remaining, the Eagles hold on. They hold on to win the 2018 Grand Final. In one of the great Grand Finals you will see, they managed to do it without Natanui, without Gaff, without Shepherd, and after conceding the first 5 goals. One of the great Grand Finals you will see, and one of the great AFL seasons you will see. I hope for non-AFL fans, you go back and you look at this season and go, yep, that was pretty good. Well, thank you for listening. Again, I'm Nathan, and please check out more Flying Back to the Archives.